This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palmer. A defiant U.S. President Joe Biden is calling the violent chaos at Kabul's airport gut-wrenching, but he's standing by America's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Mr. Biden spoke from the White House on Monday in his first in-person remarks since the Taliban over the weekend rolled over an Afghan military and government that American forces had spent two decades building. Despite it all, Mr. Biden said he stands squarely behind his decision to end the United States' longest war. He faulted leaders of the Afghan government and military for its swift collapse, saying that he had warned President Ashraf Ghani to prepare to fight a civil war with the Taliban after the troops left. Rupert Colville is from the United Nations High Commission for Human Rights.
Taliban spokespeople have issued a number of statements in recent days, including pledging an amnesty for those who worked for the previous government. They've also pledged to be inclusive. They've said women can work and girls can go to school. Such promises will need to be honored. And for the time being, again, understandably, given the past history, these declarations have been greeted with some skepticism.
Peter Zwack is a U.S. Brigadier General and a member of the Wilson Center of Global Fellows.
His speech, he laid it out. I appreciated the fact that he said the buck stops here. It's a difficult position because clearly the imagery at the airfield is close to disastrous. And how we work our way out of this situation is now all I